We're joined in the studio by Jersey-based hip-hop artist Hasan Salam and his crew. But before we get to them, there are a few quick announcements we want to get out there. And we also have some slam people now, so let's get to them, too.
Buzz Up Radio has been awarded a small grant, which allows us to provide recording equipment and $300 stipend for four activists who have an interest in producing education segments for our show. So if you are interested in this, you can send an application to LMS75@columbia.edu. That's LMS75@columbia.edu. And send it by June 24th.
Friday, June 20th, doors open at 8 p.m. featuring the best in revolutionary culture, Immortal Techniques, Sabak Red and of Nonfiction, Q Unique of the Awesomeness, Red Clay, K Swift, and New Rap Order, DJ Black Cat, plus spoken word by Mahana Movement, Sunil Mubayi, and poets from Urban Word, Youth Open Mic afterwards. Drink good vibes and good people. Hosted by Molly and Wagui of Youth Block at 122 West 27th Street between 6th Ave and 7th Avenue, 10th floor, and it's $5 to $10. For more information, www.youthblock.org. So we have the Student Liberation Action Movement here in the studios. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Thank you, Slam. My name is Yvonne. I'm from Slam.
Thank you. My name is Anna. I'm from Slam at Hunter College.
And I'm Ricardo from the Student Liberation Action Movement at Hunter College and the Osos Puerto Rican Club at Hunter College.
So you guys are here to talk about Monday. What's happening? What's popping? How significant is Monday to this city?
Well, Monday is when the Board of Trustees, which is the governing body over the City University of New York, they're going to be voting to raise the undergraduate tuition by $800 starting this fall, this September 2003. And it's very important for everyone, for all CUNY students, high school students, to go out and support us there. We're going to have a rally. It's at 4 o'clock. And the Baruch College, Mason Hall. So it's very important for everyone to go. I can't stress it enough. It's very important.
And just so people know who these folks are, the Board of Trustees are a bunch of businessmen, bankers, people who have no formal academic credential or nothing to do with education. These are business people, mostly appointed by the governor and the mayor, who have a huge control over what goes on in CUNY. This proposed budget was brought to the table by the governor, but the Board of Trustees is the body that actually votes it in.
Yeah, I just want to say that the reason that minorities lacking education and why they can't get good jobs is the strain in opportunities. How can minorities get educated and find better jobs if we can't afford to pay for our education? The CUNY mission was to serve the poorest and most marginalized communities. How can CUNY now serve its mission now since the people it was to serve will have to drop out of college because they can't afford to pay?
Can you guys describe, I know Ricardo went into the Board of Trustees, but like, there's more than they're just businessmen. Can you guys get into that a little bit more? Like what political party do they all belong to? And it wasn't just the governor, like, who put them there. Any more background information on that? Like, I know that they were all put there in by like Giuliani, Bloomberg, and Pataki and stuff, making them like all Republican.
Yeah, that makes them Republican.
And then on Monday there's going to be a vote, but they're the only ones who are voting. So like everyone knows what they're going to vote. I mean, how is that democracy?
Yeah, exactly. It's not democracy. And like I said, these are people who have no interest in education at all. Students are not even involved in this decision whatsoever. Faculty, I mean, I don't know anybody who would vote or who would prefer to throw our education away. This vote that's going to take place on Monday will effectively deny thousands of students our education. The last time tuition was raised in 95, 30,000 students had to drop out of school. This time around, the tuition is going to be raised even more. And it's very disturbing because at the same time, we see military recruitment being even more pushed in the inner city schools and high schools with the No Child Left Behind Act. And in every inner city neighborhood, you see at least recruitment stations. And so while education is being denied, military recruitment is being increased. The prisons are being built at a even faster rate. So we see not, and our opportunities are being very limited. And prison and the military is one place where we're being pushed, so to speak. You know what I mean? With the criminalization of youth, and there's just a lot of things going on. We need to see all these connections. And
right. I understand your organization is in your mission statement. You know, you guys are designed to drop the tuition, and that's what you guys are working for. Yet these people are doing the exact opposite. Can you elaborate more on that? Like, why do you people believe tuition should be free, period?
I think, well, we believe that tuition should be free because it was free for 125 years until 1976, when the majority of people of color entered the City University of New York and they implemented tuition. So we think it was free at one time for 125 years. We believe it should be free because it's a public university, and funds that go to, like Ricardo said, to the military, to building prisons, then should be going to CUNY.
And on top of that, education is a basic right. It's just like housing and that employment and food. These are things that are basic to everybody. Everybody should have access to education. So by raising the tuition and cutting the budget, they're denying our access to education and denying us of that basic right.
No doubt. Anna, you have something to say?
Yes. On 1995, the last time that they hiked up the tuition, 30,000 students from CUNY had to drop out. And now the situation, the crisis that we're going through is going to be even worse. I mean, we, the working people, are the ones who are paying for the crisis, the financial crisis that the city is going through. Why can we pay for a war, but we cannot pay for education? That's beyond me.
Definitely. Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up. I'm really sorry. You guys should have had, like, at least 20 more minutes. This is a very crucial thing to the whole entire city. Can you give, like, tell people again the information on what's happening on Monday, how to get there, and stuff.
Okay. It's at Baruch College, 17 Lexington Avenue. It's at Mason Hall. Be there by 4 o'clock. That's Monday, June 23rd. You have to take the 6th to 23rd Street, and we'll be there. You'll see us.
Okay. And this just doesn't only affect students. This affects parents, workers, and youth. So they're messing with our lives. We can't provide for our families and get a decent job without an education. So hope to see everybody out there on Monday.
Definitely. Is there a phone number that they can call for more information?
Yes, the SLAM office is at 212-772-4261. That's
in Hunter
College.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In 1976, people of color became the majority of students in the City University of New York after 126 years of free tuition. This was also the same year where tuition was first imposed. Since then, tuition has increased dramatically, while college students' income has not. Now, the rulers of the city once again want to raise tuition, forcing thousands of lower-income students to drop out of college. If you love this city and you're wondering how to help our students in New York City's public colleges, then maybe you can join the people of New York at the Fight for CUNY.
On June 23rd, this Monday, the Giuliani, Bloomberg, and Pataki absolutely Republican appointed board of trustees will vote to raise the City University of New York tuition on our students. The vote will be held at Baruch College, Mason Hall, 17 Lexington Avenue, corner of East 23rd Street. Take the 1, 6, F, N, or R train to 23rd Street train station. Baruch College, Mason Hall, 17 Lexington Avenue, corner of East 23rd Street. Take the 1, 6, F, N, or R train to 23rd Street train station.
June 23rd, Baruch College, 4 p.m. Drop the tuition, free CUNY.